The only thing more stubborn than the ancient trees that grow in Oregon's Opal Creek wilderness may be the man who saved them. George Atiyah has loved Opal Creek since he spent summers there as a boy. He's lived most of his adult life in the area, about 40 miles east of Salem.
During the 1960s and 70s, he made a living mining and logging newer trees. Then the timber industry set its sights on Atiyah's beloved old-growth forest around Opal Creek. Here's Atiyah speaking on All Things Considered in 1993.
And my mind started to change because I had always had it in my brain that you didn't have to cut Opal Creek, but there was always another valley to go to. There was always another place where we could cut timber. And the old growth, to me, it just seemed like it was so vast, we thought it was going to go on forever. And it finally dawned on me that it wouldn't.
So Atiyah turned into the industry's worst nightmare.
He had a bumper sticker on his pickup truck that said, "Environmentalist from Hell."
David Seidman is the author of Showdown at Opal Creek, The Battle for America's Last Wilderness. And he says that Atiyah was not your stereotypical environmentalist.
He was just like this marble man with a long chestnut mane of hair and a mustache and cowboy boots. And he was referred to as the Robert Redford of the conservation movement.
Atiyah used everything at his disposal, legal or not so legal, to try to stop the logging industry. But Seidman says one of his greatest weapons was an old mine in Opal Creek.
George was brilliant enough to revive the mining operation to file a patent. He used the 1872 mining law, which is one of the worst environmental laws, but he turned the law on its head to file a patent to protect Jawbone Flats so they couldn't get in there and log.
The fight took its toll, though. The timber industry in the 70s employed nearly 10% of private sector workers in Oregon, including many in Atiyah's own community. So he got several death threats a day. His family was harassed. Atiyah was a pariah. Again, David Seidman.
One of the sadder stories I remember is at his son's football games, he'd have to sit alone. And when he would sit down in the stands, all the other neighbors would move to the other side of the stands. And he was sitting alone in his own clear cut.
But eventually, George Atiyah won. Congress created the Opal Creek Wilderness and Scenic Recreation Area in 1996.
It has been hit hard in the recent wildfires. 72-year-old George Atiyah reportedly did not leave his cabin last week. It is too soon to know his fate or how damaged those old trees are. But Seidman says Atiyah's efforts will stand.
Thanks to him, we still have the forest, which will grow back eventually.